All righty, 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have sunshine, 5 degrees here in central Minnesota. We've got our guest on the line. We're going to head out to Chilton, Wisconsin, visiting with Mr. Jerry Schneider and say good morning. Jerry, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
That's awesome. Are you at home this morning, Jerry?
I'm right at home where I belong. It's cold out there.
It's cold in Wisconsin as well, huh? What are the conditions like this morning?
Well, the sun is shining. We got nice sunshine, but this morning it was maybe -4, about 4 below.
Sure.
And we should get up to maybe about 10 today.
Okay, they're talking about snow for us here. You guys got snow forecast at all?
Yeah, for later on today and tomorrow.
Well, okay.
It usually comes from your area.
Yeah,
sooner or later it gets here.
When we're done with it, we send it over to you.
That's right.
So whereabouts is Chilton again? Center of Wisconsin or east side, or where are you at?
Well, we're about 70 miles south of Milwaukee.
Okay.
And about 40 miles north of Green Bay. We're right in between Green Bay and Milwaukee, right? Just on the east side of Lake Winnebago.
Oh, okay, very good, very good. And you've made that your home for a good number of years now, huh, Jerry?
Oh, yes. Well, I was born and raised in that area, and we pretty well stayed around this area all our life.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, you guys have a big event coming up this year. I understand it's going to be 50 years for the Jerry Schneider Band, huh?
Yep, we've got 50 years coming up. We started in June of 1967, so this June, of course, will be 50 years. I've got an afternoon already planned at a nice big ballroom, and maybe about half hour from our place here. It's called the Mill Home Supper Club. I've got an afternoon planned there for our followers and friends and family can come out and enjoy the music of the band. Celebrating 50 years of music.
Boy, and that's an accomplishment, especially in this day and age. Tough to keep the band together nowadays because people are so busy, all sorts of activities going on.
Well, yes. Over the years, I really surrounded myself with great musicians, but they're getting a little less to come by these days, of course. But I've got right now where we play with a 5-piece band. I've got my son, Tom. Plays button box, he plays trumpet, clarinet, sax, piano, he plays all the instruments we got on the stage. I've got a tuba player, Mark Kritzik, and a drummer, comes from the Fowle family, a very musical family from Keewaskum, that's south of us, and a keyboard player, Patty Kondrsky. She lives in De Pere, just outside of Green Bay, so that's our 5-piece band.
Okay. Well, give us a little history, Jerry. How did I know you were telling me a little bit about it on the phone. You guys were invited to play or something way back 50 years ago. And,
right. In June of 1967, I really didn't have the intention of starting a polka band, honest. But there was a bar in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, that had a party going on, and you needed some music. And my drummer at the time was from Fond du Lac, and he knew this guy that ran this bar. And he called me, and he was wondering if we could get a couple guys together and go over there and make some music. So, there was my drummer, Dick O'Shea, his name was, and my uncle, Martin, who passed away many years ago, and my brother, Chuck, and myself. The four of us went over there. And we had a great time, played some nice music, and, well, of course, there were people there. They enjoyed it, and they came up and said, can you play for this, and can you play for that? And that's honestly how we got started.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's awesome. Now,
and it's been going great ever since. Like I said, we've lost some great musicians through health issues and death, of course, but we always tried to maintain somebody that could do the job.
Mm-hmm. And you've pretty much done a 5-piece all these years then?
Well, we had 6 for quite some time, even 7 for a while, for a few years. And then we had 6 again for a long time. We had a 6-piece band, maybe about 10 years for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're down to 5, and I'm really glad. Well, see, we've got a situation where myself, I play more than one horn, trumpet, sax, and also flugelhorn, and my son Tom, he goes from one instrument to the other, so you can still maintain great harmony and great music.
Sure.
People that can play more than one instrument, that's what it takes.
Absolutely. You bet.
Right.
So back in the days then, so you had, well, are you the oldest one in the family now, Jerry?
I'm the oldest in the family, yes.
Okay. Okay, and so then you had...
And, of course, oldest one in the band, too. There was a time when I was the youngest one in the band, but now I'm the oldest.
Oh, man, where did that go, huh?
Yeah, right, right.
Oh, golly. Yeah. So, but back in those days, so then you were the oldest, and so you sort of took the lead in forming the band and called it the Jerry Schneider Band then, or how'd that come about?
Oh, sure. I really took the bull by the horns, and we got organized, and we kept playing through the years, and still going, which is one great thing.
You bet, you bet.
Now, I know I've got people I talk to when we're all, gee, I sure hope you can keep going. Well, I'm just 77 years of age, which is, I mean, today we call it young.
That's right.
But they said, gee, I sure hope you can keep going for a while. Well, I said, I sure plan on it.
Yep, yep.
Then the good Lord willing, of course.
That's what we always say, absolutely. Yep. You know, Jerry, when we were 15, 16 years old, you heard that somebody was 77 years old, you said, holy cow, I didn't know they got that old, right?
Boy, he's an old guy, but
yeah.
But now, not that way anymore.
Yeah, no, you're looking through the eyes like we are looking through right now, and you say, well, that's not so old, you know. And you take guys like Wally Pickle and some of them, they're still going, and they're 89, 90 years old. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's another guy, I'm sure you heard of the Hayes Boys, the Tom and Elmer Hayes from Stratford, Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah.
And Elmer, Tom's dad, is 90 years old and still playing in the band.
Really?
Honest.
And I think a lot of times that's what keeps them going, if they stay active and stay busy.
Same with me. I mean, this music, it keeps me going, keeps me young.
Uh-huh.
Although, I got to say, I had an uncle in the band. His name was Martin Schneider. He passed away at age 58.
Oh, my.
And my own dad passed away at 66. So you kind of wonder, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure hope that don't happen, but so far everything is...